iconic heroes or characters known throughout, you know, American history and turning them black? Is that not small victories leading up to now Static Shock getting its own movie?
Why is that a step? Like, why is that? That's not a prerequisite to just making original black. Like, we can do exactly. that now, and we can do exactly. what you're saying. We can do both.
Hello, 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 children of the internet. You're listening to the Neon Black Podcast, where we talk about nerd culture, philosophy, and the philosophy of nerd culture, and anything else that fits the mood. I'm your first host, Remy, first son of Van Hohenheim, and designer supreme. Now let me introduce you to our second host.
Hey, yo, it's E from the A, wielder of the pen and the sword, and introducer of our third host.
It's your boy Kevin, aka Kevlar, aka the Hood Metal Alchemist.
Ooh.
And lastly, I want to pass it off to my boy.
Signing on through Spectrums of Neon is the Cloudborn Hero, aka, but most people call me Mikey. Let's turn on the lights.
Going back to the original thing, the idea of palette swapping a hero is just, maybe it could be a case where in an alternate universe, if that didn't happen so many times, yeah, maybe I wouldn't care as much, you know. If they had like a whole bunch of original heroes, and then just here and there, like, even if it's the big ones, like if there's multiple Spider-Man or whatever, like if it's the big ones, I don't even mind that too much. But the fact that it happens so frequently and it seems to be the first instinct, I'm just like,
I think what really stems from it is like it's a blanket sorry, like, oh hey, we're sorry about like racism and not having representation and all this stuff, right, all this cool stuff we're doing. So here's a black character that you already know, you already love. He's just gonna be black, and yeah. So I see where you guys say it is kind of just like it's a pity excuse for representation. But I feel like it's still. I mean, like, look at where we are in the world. Look at the history of the world. I feel like it was still a huge step for that to even take place.
Pandering is never going to be like, I mean,
but it's a step, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's an overused step. I'll say that now.
I'm never going to go as far as say that, like, I wish it had never happened. Like, I'm not like, you know what I mean? But it's just one of the things where it's like, but it's like, for me, it's more that like, it's more like, okay, you took a step. Are you going to put in the time to take two more or what? What's up? Like, you know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, we're just going to keep taking half steps at a time. Can you shut up for 2 minutes, go work on a good hero, come back to me? Because the two that keep coming to my mind are Green Lantern, where it's like, oh, literally the whole thing is that they just take the ring away and give it to somebody else. Well, no, should you be black?
That just makes sense.
That just makes sense. And then the other one that I keep thinking about is like, what if Dick Grayson had been black? Like, first, like the first problem you probably would have run into, other than him, the fact that he's a black guy being sidekick to a white hero, that would have been an issue for a bit. But like, beyond that, that's probably your best bet, because people fucking love Nightwing because he was Batman. They love Batman. They fucking love Batman. He's got a sidekick. Who's this chump? Oh, but he kind of cool. Hold on. Oh shit, he real cool. Hold on. Oh, he gets older. Hold on.
Yeah,
oh, he goes off on his own. Hold on. Like, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm talking about. They didn't make Robin so that he could one day wear the mantle as Batman and then also become Nightwing. Because no, they gave Batman a sidekick and they were like, oh, y'all like him? Bet. That's all I'm asking for. Make someone new. He can be in this. They can be in the shadow of whatever great hero that you want, because that only makes sense. Because why would this new brand new dude, a brand new girl, whoever the fuck, be this titan of a hero? They wouldn't.
Yeah,
I don't mind that. Like, Kamala's another great example. Kamala's a perfect fucking example. Like, yo, she's Indian. She's Indian. She's got her little powers, and then she's slowly making her way. That's it. That's all I'm asking for. And even that's a little wishy washy because she's Miss Marvel. She's just taking another name, so it's like. But like, for the most part, she's doing her own thing. That's all I'm talking about. Like,
I feel like Injustice did a really good job of that, especially with Aqualad. Because when I first saw Aqualad and he was black, I was like, oh, damn. Like,
you mean Young Justice.
Yeah, sorry, not Injustice. Injustice. Young Justice, my bad. I keep doing that. But I thought they did a great job because they were bringing in, like, random sidekicks and superheroes that, you know what I mean? Like, they introduced, even not introduced, but, like, when they brought in Black Lightning even and Static Shock for the second season, I was like, yo, what? Like, I'm seeing, like, a lot more, you know what I mean, cultural representation without mimicking.
Halo in the second season. Like, she's brown.
She's a Indian girl that died that has a tragic backstory when you really think about it. But just, like, it's not a copycat of anything.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's it. That's all I'm asking for. Just make somebody new. Because I understand that the chances of them being completely new isn't going to happen. That's not what I'm asking for. Because, like, again, with Ms. Marvel, oh, she's just like Mr. Fantastic. That's fine. I don't care. That's not the problem. The problem is, don't just take someone else and then make them look like someone different and then just run forward. Like, what are we doing here? Like, they made show Wally them some respect.
Black. I was like, why is Wally black right now, bro?
But Iris is black as well, so that I feel like they kind of continuing the problem. Yeah. Well, Iris being black was the, not want to say the start of the problem. I don't want to make it seem like Iris shouldn't have been black in the Flash show. That's not what I'm saying. But yeah, I think it was kind of. But again, that's that step in the direction.
Comics.
My only thing is, it's like the people that they term black that are not originals. Like, I understand that you guys are saying that you want like originality for these heroes and all stuff. But you gotta look at it. As much as we love Aqualad, the black Aqualad, he's still not up there in terms of representation for a black hero. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's up there, but it's like he's still overlooked. Even Kamala being a new hero, and I love the fuck out of her, she's still overlooked. You know what I'm saying? But then you get people who, you get a person who's a black Spider-Man, and it's like, okay. Now, I understand it is a pitiful way to say sorry for what was going on, but it's like, these are the icons. These are the heavy hitters. It's like, it would be fucked up if they did some weird thing where the Flash goes back in time and then they make Dick Grayson black. But I could see them doing that because he's more iconic. He's an iconic hero now. It's like, they're not just like they have plenty of characters that of ethnicities in these comics. Like, an Indian girl, an Asian dude, a black, these aren't new people. Like, they're all there. There are millions of heroes that are just overlooked. It's like, my whole thing is like, the black representation of the iconic heroes is what is the driving force of getting these black heroes, the Aqualads getting his own movie type beats, getting the Green Lantern to get his own movie type beat, even though it's just a whole organization of these niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
so would you say that, you think that the heroes who become basically black or minority versions of existing heroes have done more than the heroes that were always like some kind of minority?
Not in terms of sales. I'm not talking about in terms of the books, but I'm talking about that's why we're getting these black heroes that are just the black versions of iconic heroes we know, because it's like, these are the top heroes. These are the ones that everybody pretty much knows of. And if we can get a black Captain America, then we can get the black crowd, because everybody knows Captain America. And even the black kids that don't read comic books know who Captain America is. So if we make him black, we can probably get them. So I feel like that's what they're looking at. And I don't think it's right, but I feel like that's why it's happening. And
it's kind of like that take it how you get it type mentality.
That's the thing. I don't like, that's assuming that that's true, because I don't, other than Miles Morales, literally, I can't think of a character that's had this palette swap and it's been successful. Like, he's the exception.
Like, because my thing is that, like, because, you know, you're saying there are all these other, you know, minority characters and they just don't get as big. Why? Because they don't push them as hard, because they're new and they're afraid. Like, this is what they do.
Dude, these are old characters. It's because they pandered to the white crowd. That's what it was. Comic books, the top heroes were all white. That's what it was. And then now they're trying to get a bigger demographic. They're like, okay, this is wrong. They're saying the blanket, I'm sorry shit. That's what's happening. And that's what, and like, now we're getting diverse characters and they're trying to push. That's why they made Kamala Miss Marvel, because they were like, we need to get a diverse person in here who is that can bring a name that everybody knows. Okay, Captain Marvel's pretty powerful, and we just used her in the Avengers. Let's bring in Miss Marvel. And that's why they're using her, just to bring in the crowd of Indian people that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
here's my thing though, because one, when I say new, I'm not talking about fucking last 10 years. I'm because, you know, comics have been going on for so long. The point that I'm making is that they always go back to the same people anyway. So there was like, well, then we're just gonna try and kill two birds with one stone, and it's like there is a bit of laziness to that.
The only reason they're going back is because they didn't do it the first time. So I feel like they're trying to catch up now.
I'm talking about like in general. They always go back to Batman. They don't let Batman slip. He's too powerful. He's too iconic. They're not gonna shelf him at any point. That's what I mean by go back. They keep going back to Superman. They keep going back to Batman. They go back to Spider-Man. Like, they don't push anyone else as hard as them because they don't make as many sales. But they're not gonna make as many sales if you don't push them. So like, even if you do make a bunch of new black characters, if you don't push them, then it's all for naught. It doesn't mean anything. So their way of trying to figure this out was like, well, we'll just make our iconic characters, whatever, a minority. That way we can push them and still try and help out the minorities in whatever way. What I'm saying is cut the shit, make some new people and push them, or take some of your old people that you keep saying exist and push them too. Like I just don't understand this neat. Like, I get why they do it for the money and everything, but it's like, if you're trying to get these, like you were saying, like we're trying to get the Indian crowd for Kamala. If you put an Indian superhero on a fucking billboard, you don't think the Indian people who, because the same type of people who are like, oh, Miss Marvel's Indian? Oh, let me look her up and shit. Let me figure what's out of it. You don't think they're not going to see some random ass Indian superhero and go, wait, who is that? It's like, because they're clearly not in it for the depth of the story. No offense to them. But like, what caught their eye was that she was Indian. Done and done. Like, if they see an Indian superhero, they're going to then go look her up. Like, it's the same shit. So the problem is that they're just trying to force... They're trying not to waste their marketing budget. That's what it comes down to. They don't want to put marketing behind some new Indian character. They want to put it behind Ms. Marvel. They want to put it behind some new black character. They want to put it behind Spider-Man. Like, that's it. Like, and I don't see how it could ever be any, or not ever be any other way, but I don't see how it was any other way.
I mean, the only reason is for the money. I mean, there's no other way that they, because like everything that the discussion has been talked about is because the money standpoint. Even the whole thing about the Avengers, it's like it seems like it's always just going to be about the money, because it's like the reason why they're doing it that way is because if they make Spider-Man black and it turns out that there actually wasn't a lot of black kids that like superheroes, they could still make the money off of the white crowd that came in because it was Spider-Man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I understand that it's wrong to just bank off of what you've already done instead of making anything new, but like you guys keep saying, it's the business of things. It's just how it is.
Yeah, it's kind of that if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Great thing that it happened. I'm not gonna ever say that it's not, because the fact that we got these characters, these iconic characters that have never been seen before, and now we're getting them in live action. Like, they were in the comics, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I knew about them way before, you know, or like we knew about them way before they started just like pushing the media about the Spider-Verse and what's his name? Falcon becoming the next Captain America and all that stuff. It's like, we knew about it and all that stuff, but it was like, seeing this stuff now in front of our faces and it's actually coming to life is still a movement for me. It's just basically like the first black president, like I said before.
Yeah, it's already been done 40 times.
But
I mean, yeah, like, it's like, I feel like it's now opening the door for a original hero to be great. And like, I feel like Black Panther, at least, and like, rest in peace, Chadwick, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like the fact that he died, and if they do this correctly, and they make Shuri the Black Panther, golden. You know what I'm saying?
And the girl's already come forward and said that she doesn't want to do it. She doesn't want to do it, but it doesn't feel right without Chadwick.
Yeah, I can feel that, and I totally understand that. But it's just kind of like that in itself. Like, I just, I don't know. Just seeing.
Go ahead.
From what it was, is just good to me, and I can just see where it's gonna go. And I hate that it's pandering or whatever you guys called it, but it's the small victories. And that's like, you have to start somewhere, and then it may be a cheap shot, but at least it was something. And I think it's still great that it happened.
Cause the only thing I want to say is that, like, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's not the best way to do it. That's the point I'm getting at. Because I'm not going to deny the great things that it has done and what it has brought and all these things like that. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is, if we're going to take small victories, why can't we take the small victories that aren't cheap? Like, why can't we take the small victories that are this new black hero sold 100 copies in the first 2 hours of this new comic book? Why can't we take that small victory instead of the small victory of...
That's the thing. Like, if you sell a brand new hero that happens to be black, I guarantee you it's not going to sell 100 copies in the first 2 hours.
Right, but I'm making up my numbers. Like, the numbers are relevant. The small victories, because you were talking about taking small victories. Why don't we take the small victories and slowly work our way up to the iconic position?
Okay, so say we try to push an original hero that is just another ethnicity, just like this, throw out black, another ethnicity. And they do that, and then that hero flops. And now that hero is just like another, it just becomes like a C-list hero. What do you think that's going to do for the marketing of another ethnic group? You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like, bring the ethnic in first before you start, you know. I hate to say, like, it sucks, but it makes sense. Like, you if you want to create a new idea, then we always say this, if you try to put, they bank on what works. And if you try to push a new hero out and test the water, and he could be the coolest nigga ever, you know what I'm saying? But it just does, just because he is a new hero, no one really knows what he's about. He just looks different from the original crowd that they had and all that stuff, and it doesn't sell well. They're now gonna be more hesitant to ever try something like that again.
It seems like that would happen, that they'd run into that problem no matter what eventually. Like, that's unavoidable.
Because the thing that I was gonna say, that I was gonna bring up real quick, is the fact that if he really was the coolest nigga ever, I don't think he would fail.
I don't either.
Because that's the thing, is that you have to put in the time. Put in the time. Actually think about what would make him a good superhero. You know?
I think you guys are really missing the fact that when these superheroes were made, it was for a specific group of people.
Like, how is that? Wait, go ahead. Keep going.
So I'm not saying that in today's day and age it wouldn't have worked, but it's kind of like the main people that are ahead of these studios and stuff like that, they're still the old figurehead. So they're still thinking in that way of thinking where it's like, if a person goes out and they see a different ethnicity that is on the cover of something, it's less chances of them picking it up than giving it a shot. Even, and so it's like, no one really finds out how cool they really are. You know, everything's going to be by word of mouth. And like, sometimes that doesn't help. Like, people need to figure shit out on their own. Like, word of mouth is not the most reliable thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just don't see how it's wrong to just pout.
I don't remember Manuel's stance, but again, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's not the best way to do it. Because what I'm saying is, there is a universe where they could have their cake and eat it too, and they're choosing not to do it, is basically the point that I'm making. You can make your money and then also do good by the world. Like, they're not mutually exclusive. You can do both. You can literally do both. You're choosing not to do one or the other one because it's more risky.
Marvel did do both with the Black Panther movie, if you're thinking about it. I want to ask Remy about this. Was like, when you're talking about those small steps to the overcome, are we not in that process already of, you know, turning, again, it might not be the best way to do it, but these small victories of turning these iconic heroes or characters known throughout, you know, American history, and turning them black, is that not small victories leading up to now Static Shock getting its own movie?
Why is that a step? Like, why is that? That's not a prerequisite to just making original black. Like, we can do that now, and we can do what you're saying. We can do both.
We didn't need the palette swaps. That's my point I'm making. That's them doing their goal. That's not. If their goal is, we're just gonna assume this for a second. Let's say the two goals are to make money, and then to get more representation. Let's just say those are the two goals, right? Mm-hmm. their goal is just to make money, and they're just kind of sort of tiptoeing and playing with the idea of the representation, mostly because they know that could possibly also get them money. So they're really still only focusing on their goal. They could just wipe away every Batman, every Superman, every anyone who's not a minority, wipe them out and only get representation. Obviously, that wouldn't work. But there is a way to do both. Like you said, we got a Black Panther movie and it did well. Granted, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that he was going to be in the Avengers and he started in Civil War and they showed how cool he was. But then that's literally what I'm talking about doing both. You can tie these characters to these people that you know are going to win, but not based on their name, but by where they appear, where they show up. Like,
yeah,
comic books do crossovers and shit all the time. Like, and you can even take it outside of comic books, yo. Like,
here's the problem with that. If you want a fresh hero, you can't just have this nigga teaming up with a badass nigga at the jump. You have to get his story developed, and that's the problem.
Why can't his story be about his team up though?
Why are we doing
the exact same formula every single time? Of course it's not gonna work if we're trying to do something different. The same formula isn't gonna work again if we're trying to do something different. Let's do something different. That's like the point I'm making.
So how
like
there's
a comic book about what's it called? About it's a quick story, but it's basically about like how like this girl's a big fan of Superman. He crashes through her town and shit, and she remembers him and she sees him again one day and he's like, "Do you remember?" He's like, "Yeah, I do remember you." And then she gets powers, and it's about how like this one day Superman can crash into the town, and now this is what the town's known for, and she has to grow up in this world knowing about Superman and all this shit, and then she gets her powers. It's okay for her story to be tied to Superman. That's not an issue. That's not a problem. Like, these people are larger than life. It's fine if their story is attached to them. Miss Marvel is the exact same way. Her story is literally the exact same way, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm saying that's one of the good examples. Like, I have no issue with them being tied to these other people. My issue is with them becoming the other people. Let them stand on their own 2 feet. Let them earn their shit their way.
Here's my thing. You said you have an issue of them becoming these other people, but in every single instance of every time a Black person became another iconic person, the nigga said, "You are your own person. Spider-Man, you are your own Spider-Man. Anybody can wear the mask." If it was Miss Marvel, she's her own Miss Marvel. Fucking Captain America even said it. He said, "You are, like, I'm no longer this nigga. You are
That's not
Captain America. You can fly. Captain America never flew. Black Captain America can fly. Falcon can fly." So it's like,
yeah, but
they are doing their own things.
That's
like,
not the same thing though. As like,
I don't,
them saying
how,
it.
How is it not the same?
Like, I feel like Hawkeye is a different. Captain Falcon is not. I'm getting his freaking name wrong. Yeah, Black Falcon is a different. What's the word I'm looking for?
He was already an established character before becoming. That's a different situation altogether. But I think the disconnect between what Remy said and what Mikey said is that them saying that them, because you're right, the message of something like Into the Spider-Verse, for example, is that you and like anyone can be Spider-Man, and what makes you different is what makes you Spider-Man. That's amazing. That's a good moral. But that's not what the, like, when people are marketing these people, they're not saying. They're not focused on like what makes this person unique necessarily. They're like, here is a character that you love, but they're Hispanic and Asian and a girl and bisexual. Like they're using the familiarity as a hook to bring you in, even if the character is different. Like I don't think anyone has a problem with them being. No, that's what we want. I actually want them to be different. But I think the problem is that I keep saying problem. It's not a problem, but over relying on using these same, like, you know, just make Captain America Hispanic, just make Hulk a girl. I didn't mind that too much, but things like that.
But Hulk being a girl, that's old news though. Like,
no, that's not the point. That's not the point. Yeah, so what I'm saying is like,
throwing an example out.
The point is like, it's a crutch. Like, it's not something that they need. They're relying on it too much and it's hampering. We could have some dope ass heroes, and it'll be amazing if they make a dope ass hero next year, or a few dope ass heroes. And 20 years from now, kids are looking up the histories of these heroes, and it would be dope if those heroes, their roots, like, I want to see more heroes where they were always, or at the very least, the first version of them was Black. The first version of them was Asian American or some shit, like, where it's not like always tied to the heritage of some again, like, I mean, like a white guy, basically. Like, it's not just something that was handed given to them by their white overlords or some shit. Like, there's some dark ways to interpret it. So it would just be great to have a whole bunch of heroes where their roots are their own.
And I feel like, and the thing is, I don't think that's not going to happen. It's just why, what's wrong with, my thing is, I don't see what the problem is with it being what it is now. Like,
we're just saying there's a lot of salt, not enough pepper kind of thing. I don't know. Like, it's
essentially like, I get, my point is that, like, if we're going to get to that point anyway, and we're going to take it slow anyway, because, like, you said you agree, like, it is smaller steps, but, like, if we're going to be taking small steps regardless, it's just weird to me to not just always try and take the right small steps every single time. Like, if you're going to go so slow and do it almost like this grassroots effort, it's weird to do it in, like, this, like, half-assed. Like, that's just, it's, there's a distance between taking one step at a time and taking two steps forward and one step back.
Okay, all right. All right, so how would you create a new hero for Marvel that's so, like, so fresh that would just knock somebody's socks off? And remember, there are a lot of heroes in Marvel.
Like, I don't think he's saying, like, because he's saying, like, you said it, actually. I think we've all said it in one form or another. The heroes are there, and all you need is a good writer attached to that hero that understands what that hero was made for. And then, I think, I'm quoting somebody from earlier in the call, just push them, like, invest in them so people know about them, so they're given a chance. There's some dope-ass heroes that just aren't given a chance because they're not attached to already successful properties. Like, maybe Miles Morales would have never been, like, no one would have ever known who he was except for hardcore comic people if he hadn't been Spider.
Exactly, and I agree.
But not because he was never Spider-Man, because he wasn't pushed with the Spider-Man. Exactly.
But here's my thing, though. It's like, I just don't, my thing is, like, if you're trying to push something that's not selling or that's not working, it's like, you think that they tried these characters and they just never tried to use them again. It's like, they're trying to get these characters popular, but if they're not selling, they're not going to.
But do you think they're not selling because they're not worthy of selling? Or do you think they're not selling because they're not being given the care that other characters are?
Going about what is happening, if people are not buying the books, but these characters are not being perceived or represented, then obviously that means they're not worthy of being pushed.
No. But that's not always the case, though. It's not always like,
I know it's not always the case, because I know there's some dope ass heroes out there that are not
getting.
It's like, if you're looking at it in terms of what mankind deems worthy, if a person's not out there actively going for that thing, it is obviously not worthy for...
That's not what I'm saying. That's not the case. Because there's a difference between... Well, go ahead, Remy. I've talked enough. Go ahead.
The thing I was going to say was, like... So, Mikey, you like, we've said this multiple times. You said it before, too. Like, you know, like, all these superheroes. You know, you go on the wikis and then you deep dive into all these heroes. I'm not saying make a brand new character that's never been seen before in any way, shape, or form and is completely different. I'm saying start, like, the genesis of the character. Who the character is. Their personality traits, some of these other, I'm not even talking about powers, none of this like more frivolous shit. Like, create a new character they can pull from all these other characters that from who the fuck knows where, right? And then make a good story about them. And they just so happen to be black, and they just so happen to be bisexual, they just so happen to be a girl. Because I guarantee right now, if you went to some random ass fucking page, or even you, I'd even let you take your fucking pick, go down the rabbit hole of superheroes, found them, and I guarantee you, if you gave them the fucking marketing budget and a solid story that Batman gets, that Superman gets, that Spider-Man gets, that Wolverine gets, they'd make fucking gangbusters. Why? Because you handpicked the fucking character, because you know about superheroes, because you know about this, that, and the other. They have that shit too, they just don't do it. They could go down their laundry list of heroes that they've had in the past and go, well, what worked about this year? What do people love? They loved his powers, cool. What do they like about this character? They loved her personality. Put the two of them together, mash them up, mix them around, and then sprinkle a little something else in there too. Make her, now she's bisexual. What does that do about her love story? Instead of having one Lois Lane, she has a Lois Lane and this other dude, and it's a fucking love triangle. Maybe that's what fucking sells it. And then push that character. Actually give them some oomph.
Okay, and that's my problem is, I'm not saying that I don't think there's somebody out there that can not make a hero that is super great. It's the problem lies in They make this great hero, but it doesn't get, no one listens to him. There are plenty of people that have talent. Like, my dad says it all the time, even when it comes to my music, because he knows how hard it is in this industry. Just because you have talent and you have a gift to do something doesn't mean you're going to get recognized. Just because I have a gift does not mean that, the bombest ass story for a superhero. And it just no one picks it up because it's a new nigga, you know, it's a fresh face. No one sees them. It's like, yeah, it's under the umbrella of Marvel.
I got you, bro. Like, I got you. What if you had a distant relative, rich as fuck, they passed away for some reason, you and your dad is in their will, you get all this money, and all of a sudden you have access to all these resources, and you can get your music out there, you got the advertising budget, you got the recording shit, you got all these resources, and you still got that talent that you still have. What do you think happens next?
I mean, listen, just because you have...
You can't fight, bro. Because a lot of the times when people talk about you can have all this talent, all this other stuff, they always talk about luck. And you know, what's the saying? Luck is when opportunity meets practice or something like that. Yeah, preparation. It's like they can take out the luck factor. They have enough force and willpower to take out the luck factor. Like, they can prepare on their own. They have the money to make the opportunity. They can create the preparation. They can now create the opportunity. It's right there. Like,
I feel like the money that you're talking about that they have, they got it from obviously these movies, these blockbuster hits that they've been getting. And I feel like, yeah, it sucks that they're representing iconic heroes as Black people now, but I feel like that's what they're doing. Like, they're taking, because like these new heroes that they're trying to push, they're all foreign. Like the Inhumans, like half of them aren't even white. Like, they're all from foreign like places, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like that's what they are doing now. Like, they got the money to put their resources into creating these bomb ass heroes. It's just what they're doing now is like they're just trying to get even more money so they can keep focusing on other characters so they make the iconic ones Black to get that audience keep going. So it's like Spider-Man is still making money. He's fresh now. He's like, it's still Spider-Man, so we still can make money off of Spider-Man, but now he's Black, so he didn't get that extra money. So we can now focus on making even more superheroes that are in the stock.
So do you think that that's a necessary step then for them? Like, it's a necessary thing?
I don't think it's necessary, but I do understand the business practice of it. Like, I can understand why they did it that way, because if they didn't, because the thing is, Marvel was always behind DC until these movies came. And that being the case, I don't think they had the means or the money to really be
taking risks,
heroes, and be like, all right, I hope this nigga works. We don't have, you know what I'm saying? So now they do have that means to do that, to push these heroes. That's why they were able to put Kamala in this freaking Avengers game, because that came out of nowhere. I didn't see that coming. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, we have means, so let's try to push her now. Let's see what happens when we do this. Let's see what happens when we do that. So it's like, I feel like they could have done it a more riskier way and just making a brand new hero straight up out the jump, instead of relying on, you know, Black facing pretty much the other heroes. But
yeah, I guess at the end of the day, I mean, at least for me, that's more what I, because I know usually if you're a good business person, you're going to mitigate risk, and you're going to wait until it's the least risky for you to try something like what we've been talking about. So I guess me, I wish that they would have, because they're trying to make their money, right? I wish they would have given it a little more priority, because it's a half measure at the end of the day. Making iconic characters, like combining the we need representation and we still need these iconic characters to make money, and putting them together, it's a half measure compared with what the idea that we're saying. And I would have preferred that they, yeah, I mean, art over... I don't know, art over money or whatever, fuck shit. But I would have preferred that they had tried just a little bit even. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, put all your eggs in that basket, but the fact is, the split right now is it seems like it's their very first instinct to just try to look at these iconic characters, established characters, and just make Iceman gay. There was a character that just turned bisexual recently, but all this shit, like, that's their first instinct. And it's just, you can tell that it's an instinct born of the business
fear of risk.
Yeah. And it's just like, well, that sucks. Because if you guys, if they actually cared, because even the representation thing, I'm sure there's people in the industry that do care about representation, but the people making the decisions are saying that because representation is the new wave. Woke is what the people want, quote unquote, right? There's also like a woke is broke hashtag, but that's because the people that make these woke materials are not focused on the quality of the story. They're focused on the representation. And so that their priorities are in the wrong place, which is my thing again about them turning these characters, you know, like palette swapping them. Because if you're doing it, like Falcon is a perfect example. At least I don't know how it happened in the comics, but in the movies, that shit was natural as fuck. Like Sam becoming the next Cap America, no one can really argue with that because he was there. He was established movies ago, and it doesn't feel like a representation thing. Like it felt like a natural progression of the story, and he just so happens to be black. So if more of that happened, that'd be dope as fuck.
We can mostly end this shit right here because I'm pretty sure this is the last thing I need to say anyway. Is that my biggest problem is all this stuff is the fact that when you do a palette swap like that, it doesn't feel earned. And so for me, it's just disrespectful to go, this minority couldn't earn it.
Let me finish. I'm sorry.
Because you come in, because again, you have to know someone's writing this. So someone's writing this. They know what their end goal wants to be. So the fact that they go, all right, we need to get him to be Captain America. How do we do it? That's not you earning it in the same way with the same amount of force and the same amount of struggle and then overcoming that struggle in the end as you naturally progressing to that without anyone that being anyone's end goal. I'm just trying to make a great superhero. Done. Let me finish. Oh, Captain America, you're done. Well, all right, who's good enough to be Captain America now that Steve Rogers is gone? Falcon, done. Like, it's not about you trying to get there, it's about it happening. Like you earned your shit. You're good enough to be Captain America. We need a Captain America. Who's gonna do it? You, why you? Because you already earned the shit.
But that's the same thing as the comic books. From Mikey's description of what happened in the comics, that's exactly what happened.
Except for the fact, because it's the intent.
Because he had to fight the original Captain America to overcome, to say, hey, you earned this. You beat the nigga. You brought him back.
Well, no, Mikey said he didn't beat him. Let's take that part out.
He didn't beat him?
No, hold on,
wait a minute. that was holding my theory then, or my argument. I'm not going back down.
because the other thing,
he just wanted to knock him back to like reality, and I was like,
fine. Because the other issue is that it's about the intent, because the intent was to make Captain America black, and we know that was the intent because they also made Thor a woman at the exact same time. I think there was one other person they did. I think it might have been Iceman being gay. They did all those things back to back to back to back to back. Like, we know that was your intent. There was no intent to make when they were making Falcon for the movies, for the Avengers movies, there was no necessary intent to make him Captain America.
How do you know that though? When, you don't know that. You honestly don't know that.
I only know that because it was up in the air between Winter Soldier and Captain and Falcon. And yeah, as much as they sidelined Falcon for most of those fucking movies and made the tie about it being Winter Soldier and Captain America, chances are it was going to be Winter Soldier. And they changed their mind at some point. But again, we can call that semantics, or we can say maybe I don't know.
Nah, I feel like that's just assumption.
That's fine. That's fine. Even if that's fine. The fact that it's, even if it's an assumption, it's a safer assumption on my end from the movies than it is from the comic books, because the comic books literally did all those palette swaps at the same time. So for me, it's about how earned it feels, and how natural it feels. And when you just do a palette swap, that doesn't feel earned, is the point I'm making. But that's my two piece. I'm good.
But again, Falcon, I feel like doesn't apply to this because it wasn't just a palette switch. It was an actual story of.
True. Also true. Also very true.
Yeah. Good point. So yeah. I think we're using the wrong example for this argument.
You say that it was planned for Captain America to be black. And I don't necessarily think that was true, because even in the story, it was up in the air about if it was going to be Bucky or Falcon. It wasn't
in the story though. In the writers' room they knew.
But I'm saying like no, that's not necessarily true, because when you're writing a comic book, you don't always know what you're going to do. That's what I'm saying. Like when they were writing,
you know the general gist, and we know that that was their goal because of the proof we have outside of that one specific comic book.
Thing is, that's you don't know because they even said that it was between it was either going to be between Bucky or Captain Falcon when they were writing it. They didn't really come to the consensus of it being Captain Falcon until it got later on into the issues.
The writer said that.
Yes, so you can't really you can't just say that a person knows what a story is going to be when they write it. Because you guys even say it like that. There was one time in a podcast we said before, where sometimes when you're writing a story, you have no idea where it's going to go. You start writing and it changes. So you can't say that that was their intent. Like, yeah, the palette swap shit happened because we were in a time where all this shit was happening. So it was like the chances and the probability of all this stuff changing is possible because they were opening up multiverse theories and there was like a whole bunch of shit happening. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody wanted to be represented. So they were just doing it. So it could have been a number of reasons, things that happened. Like Captain America didn't have to be black. They just, you know, Captain Falcon just seemed like a better fit. So I feel like both arguments really, I don't think one is better than the other. I feel like it's just the representation of an iconic hero being black is it's okay with me. Like I wish it wasn't like
yeah,
a palette swap or a little victory or whatever, but
I go back to what Malik said about it. Not like Falcon's not a good example for that topic. Because he was already an established character. Because I'm way more okay with situations like Falcons.
Yes, and Green Lanterns and shit.
Yeah, Aqualad, all that. Or in Young Justice, Aqualad anyway.
Yeah, like that's because they're, you know, I mean, they have an identity then outside the character. And then and then they just happen like, hey, what's good? You know, let me suit up. I mean, the Thor one is even kind of interesting because she was an established character before. She was a former love interest. But
did she do anything?
She was there for one movie.
No, I mean, I guess the movies too. But yeah, they definitely based it off the comic books for sure. Because there was no kind of foreshadowing
of
that in the movies. So that'd be a real random thing to do. But I don't know. Like it's, I don't know. People have a lot of mixed feelings on that. I wouldn't say that Thor or Jane becoming Thor. I mean, you could say that's pandering. I haven't read that many of her comics, so. Yeah.
I think all it is that they were at a time where the multiverse theory was popping. A lot of people wanted to be represented. So they were just like, let's just change everything about every hero that anybody's ever known. Because it's like, it's not even the fact that it's not even like the palette changes that happen. It's literally like every character changed. Like Hulk was no longer Bruce Banner. It was some Hawaiian dude who was super chill.
Why was he Hawaiian? That's my point. See? That's fine. Go ahead. Keep going.
But you would have been mad if he was been Indian. If he would have been Alaskan. Like, yes. Why? Why would you want another white dude to
because look, it doesn't, like, because again,
I feel like the point I'm making, any ethnicity, you still would have had a problem with it.
Because he doesn't need to be the Hulk. Again, that's the problem. Why did he need to switch to that? Like, that's the problem.
But if they're in the midst of changing everything, then why does it matter? You know what I'm saying? If everyone's already going to get a redesign, why does it matter what the fuck, like, what ethnicity he is? You know what I'm saying?
Because what you're saying is there's going to be a shakeup. So they decided to use that shakeup to change their ethnicities, right?
Yes. Cool.
So if there's going to be a shakeup, why do you use that shakeup to introduce new people?
They did, though. It's not just the shakeup of iconic characters. It's the shakeup of everything. So, like, and it's like they're
new heroes.
They're doing a slow burn with all these other characters. So, like, they got the main, like, obviously the people that take notice first are the iconic ones because those are the ones that people know. So it's like you have a whole bunch of other characters that are on the back burners that change. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
but they're going to... Again, none of them should have changed is my point I'm making. They should have introduced new people. And if you're saying they introduced new people, then cool. I'm happy about that. That's what I'm saying. But my other problem is, where are they now?
They're coming. That's what do you think? Obviously, you know, when Disney bought them, they put them in a plan and there's a structure and all that shit that goes with it. But they're on their way. I feel like the Avengers game that they dropped, it was shit, but, you know, they could have done better with it. But that's their first attempt to showing a new hero. And obviously, yeah, it may be Ms. Marvel. It could have been somebody different. But it's like, these new characters are coming. They have mobile games. I know you guys don't play it, but there's one game called Future Fight. It literally has every single character that you can ever think of in that game. And they're in there. That's how I know about Dante, the Inferno guy. And that's how I found out about Kate Bishop. That's how I found out about this one Captain America. She's a girl. I think her name's like Sharon or something like that. You see, so it's like there are a whole bunch of other characters that are on their way. It's just like the ones that people notice first are obviously the iconic ones. So those are the ones that are to get pushed in your face first. It's not a matter of they're not being there. They're just giving them in while the fire burns. They got to see what works. They're not just going to choose every character that they changed and see and test the waters, because that's just throwing money away.
I don't feel like it's throwing money away, but like only because if the whole point is they want to use the iconic characters to their fullest potential, then changing them fucks with that. If it's not broke, don't fix it. So they shouldn't even be changing those people is the other thing. Which is kind of what brings me back to my point that I was making earlier about how if you were to, there's a universe where you can do both, where you can do, because, and I think if what you're saying is true, then hopefully they are actually doing both, which is keep all these iconic people the same because they make you your fucking money. And while you're making all this money over here, do the slow burn so that in 20 years, there's some new hero who's fucking Asian and gay. Done. And just because you just so happened to start when you had these ideas and over time he grew popular and then he became popular. Because Superman doesn't come out of the fucking gate the most popular hero on the planet. Either Spider-Man or anybody else. It takes time. So if what you're saying is true and they are actually taking their time, then thank God. And we can all sleep happy tonight.
And with that, we've got another episode in the books. Hopefully Mike is right and in 20 years we'll have an entire squadron of heroes that don't all look and act the same. That's unfortunately so, so far away. So in the meantime, why not rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify? While you're at it, go ahead and follow us on Twitter, @TheNeonBlackPod. We'd appreciate all the support and helping the show grow. And one last thing, remember, the most important color in the box is neon black.